Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Tipton High School. Saturday night, basketball. Kokomo Wildcats in the house tonight. Going to do battle with the Tipton Blue Devils. JV contest just concluded. Kokomo captured the win. We're making a lot of folks in the gym here tonight. I'm watching people show up. They're kind of behind times. I got to admit, this place is probably as full as I've seen it in a long time, maybe since Derek Elston was a senior going against Northwestern when that game was snowed out on a Saturday night. They went ahead and rescheduled for the Monday night ball game. They filled this place up, 3,050 capacity. Last year, these two teams played at Kokomo at the Memorial Gym. That was a good contest. We'll mention that contest, final score 61-49. That was on the 22nd of January. Tonight, Mr. Flory Badunga in the house tonight. He was a sophomore a year ago. He's still 6'10". He's got a big draw tonight. He's going to be looked at by a lot of folks and a lot of folks in the Division I college ranks. I just had a short conversation with Coach Matt Painter. He walked by me. I told him, I said, Matt, I've got something. I make some stat sheets. I give them away. I use one myself. I had one left. I gave it to him, and I think he was happy that I gave that to him. I hope so. But anyway, pregame right now at Tipton High School. Cheerleaders are right there below the stage. On the stage, the Tipton Pep Band, the band sounding marvelous. A lot of folks here in the house tonight. And I should be a good festive atmosphere. 14 minutes straight up on the pregame clock. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the Kokomo Wildcats, the visiting team on the scoreboard. Their school enrollment, 1,510. We'll mention their school was founded up in Kokomo, the Wildcats, 1872. We'll mention their class 4A, their sectional number 7. There are 6 in their sectional. We'll mention in their sectional, Kokomo. Kokomo right now, they're 11-4. Harrison, that's out of West Lafayette, they're 12-2. Lafayette Jeff, they're currently 9-6. Logansport, the Berries are 6-9. Marion, the Marion Giants are 8-6. And McCutcheon, the Mavericks are 5-9. That's their sectional. We'll mention the principal at Kokomo High School is Angela Blessing, the athletic director. He was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We're thankful. That's Nick Sales. And we'll mention the athletic office. We'll mention the athletic trainer. The trainer is Lisa Tate. And the athletic information director, that is Dean Hockney. Dean Hockney, what a quality guy. Known that guy a little bit. Saw him at a baseball game up at Highland Park not too long ago. We'll mention a little bit about Kokomo High School. Kokomo High School located at 2501 South Berkeley Road, Kokomo, Indiana, 46902. You can dial them up at Kokomo at 765-455-8040. On the web, you can find them at KokomoAthletics.com. They wear the colors red, take that back, yes, red and blue. They're a member of the North Central Conference. There are 10 teams in the North Central Conference. They stack up like this presently. At number one is Kokomo. They're 5 wins, 0 losses in the conference. Number two is Anderson. Anderson Indians, they're 4 wins, 0 losses in the conference. At number three, it's Richmond. They're 3-1. Number four is Harrison out of West Lafayette. They're 2-2 in the conference. Number five is Muncie Central. They're 2-2. Number six is Lafayette Jeff. They're 2-3. Number seven is Marion. They're 2-3. Number eight, Logansport. They're 1-3. Number nine is Arsenal Tech. They're 0-3. And at number 10, it's McCutcheon. They're 0-4. We'll remind you the Kokomo Wildcats are currently 11-4 on the season. They have a four-game win streak intact. Again, I'll mention they're 5-0 in the North Central Conference. The Kokomo Wildcats, in 14 games, I have 14-game stats available for tonight. 14 ball games, they average 60.4 points offensively per contest. We'll mention the Kokomo Wildcats are coached by John Peckinpah. John Peckinpah currently 30 wins, 12 losses, working in his second year at Kokomo High School. Overall, working in year number four, 52 wins, 36 losses. We'll mention Kokomo Wildcats, the next game on their agenda after tonight. They'll play next Friday night, the 27th, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Kokomo Wildcats will be at the Lafayette Jet Broncos. That will be a conference game. Now, we'll talk a little bit about the home team on the scoreboard, the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they have a gym capacity right here of 3,050. And I'm not kidding, it's going to be capacity. And it might be over capacity, and the fire marshal probably not going to be here. We'll mention, enrollment at Tipton High School, 454. Tipton High School, Class 2A, sectional number 39. There are seven in their sectional, and they are Madison Grant. Madison Grant currently 10-3. We'll mention Taylor. The Taylor Titans finally captured a loss. A loss, I should say. They were 12-0. They're now 12-1. They fell to Western last Saturday, the 14th, 44-38. Good team right there at Taylor High School. Eastern, the Eastern Comets, they're 9-4 thus far on the season. Tipton Blue Devils, they're 10-3. Elwood Panthers, they're 4-10. Eastbrook Panthers, they're 4-9. And the Blackford Bruins are 5-10. We'll mention the principal at Tipton High School is Craig Leach, the athletic director. He's doing a fine job. He's working overtime today. That's Corey Fernung, also working with him. He's a coach, but he's also the assistant AD. That's Alex Weddle. And we'll mention the athletic trainer for Tipton Blue Devil High School is Burke Emmert. We'll remind you, Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at their office at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference is made up of 10 teams. They have an East and a West Division. Five in each division, we'll mention. They stack up like this presently. In the East, at the top is Tipton. Tipton, 3 wins, no losses. Second place, presently, is Lewis Cass. The Lewis Cass Kings are 2-1. Third position in the East, Northwestern Tigers, they're 2-2. Fourth position, Hamilton Heights. The Huskies are 1-2. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights Huskies will be the opponents, the next opponents for Tipton. That'll be a Tipton home game. That's next Friday. We'll mention that again. We'll also mention the Western Panthers. There's currently 0 wins, 3 losses. We'll mention the Kokomo Wildcats are coming off the surface and going into the locker room. Tipton still shooting around, taking some shots at their leisure. Game clock, 6:45 left in the pregame. And we'll mention in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, they stack up like this. It's Benton Central. The Bison are 3-0. Second place, Rensselaer. Central Bombers, they're 2-1. Central Catholic, the Knights are 1-1. Twin Lakes, the Indians are 0-2. In West Lafayette, the Red Devils are also 0-2. And as mentioned a year ago, matchup Kokomo. It was at Kokomo. Tipton traveled to Kokomo. That was on the 22nd. 61-49 contest. We're looking for something similar tonight, maybe even closer. We'll see. We'll also mention the Tiffin Blue Devils are currently 10 wins, 3 losses. They have a one-game win streak intact. They average 63.5 points offensively per ball game. We'll mention in their 3-0 in the East Division. And we'll mention that plus one victory came last week on a Friday night. They traveled to Northwestern. Tiffin got the win, 54-46. We'll mention the head coach of the Tiffin Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. Mr. Cliff Hawkins, working in year number 4 at Tiffin High School, 56 wins, 29 losses. We'll mention overall, he's working in year number 42. He's a veteran coach. He's a good one. Matter of fact, he coached Corey Burnung along the way. And we'll mention overall, his record, 553 wins, 388 losses. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Tiffin. The Blue Devils will play next Friday night, the 27th. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. It's going to be the final conference game in the East Division. Hamilton Heights Huskies will be here with the Tiffin Blue Devils. So clock rolling down, both teams have gone into the locker room. 4:25 left on the pregame. We'll mention a little bit about each conference and how the games are stacking up tonight in each conference. Well, first we'll mention North Central Conference. Game night tonight, varsity boys basketball, 21st day of January. 6 games on the schedule. We'll mention 7:30 start. Harrison Raiders at 12-2 are at Merrillville tonight. They're 6-6. 7:30 start. The Kokomo Wildcats at 11-4. They're right here, as you know, with the Tiffin Blue Devils, 10-3. Another 7:30 start tonight, Lafayette Jeff Broncos. They're 9-6 on the season. They are at Central Catholic, going to do battle with the Knights. The Knights are currently 7-7. And Coach Tim Bourdonnais, I'll mention Athletic Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais, he let me know they're going to honor the class of 1973 at Central Catholic tonight. 50-year basketball team going to be introduced at halftime. And on 7:30 start tonight, Mooresville Pioneers, they're 8-8 on the season. They are at McCutcheon, going to do battle with the Mavericks. Mavericks are 5-9. In an earlier start this evening, a 5:30 start time, Muncie Central Bearcats at 7-4 with a gym capacity of 6,578. They are at North Central, going to do battle with the Panthers. Likely that game has concluded. North Central currently 6-7. And if you remember well, Eric Gordon came out of North Central, coached by Doug Mitchell. Doug Mitchell has retired. Doug Mitchell, he played in basketball in high school at Hamilton Heights. And we'll mention North Central fell to Lawrence North 67-66 last night. And don't forget Eric Montross and Todd Leary, standout athletes at Lawrence North. And we'll mention earlier this afternoon, last game on the agenda right here for North Central Conference tonight. It was a 2:30 start time. The Richmond Red Devils at 11-3 traveled to Bowman Academy 7-8 versus the Eagles. And I'm looking for a good game here tonight on this surface. We'll mention clock rolling down under 2 minutes. Getting ready for basketball. We'll mention the Hoosier Conference. Game night tonight, 21st day of January, a Saturday night. 8 games on the agenda in the Hoosier Conference tonight. 7:30 start, Hamilton Heights at 4-9. They are at Noblesville tonight at 9-4. You can see that game live on Hamilton County TV. And a 7:30 start time tonight, Kokomo at 11-4 here at Tipton, 10-3. It's a Hoosier Conference game for Tipton. 7:30 start tonight, Lafayette Jeff 9-6, they are at Central Catholic tonight, 7-7. 7:30 start tonight, Lewis Cap, the Kings at 9-4. They are at Taylor tonight, 12-1. And as we mentioned, a 12-game win streak just halted by the Western Panthers for Taylor. Taylor still 12-1 on the season. Another 7:30 game tonight, Hoosier Conference. Peru, the Peru Tigers are 10-4. They are at Northwestern tonight, 6-5. A 6:30 ball game tonight. Twin Lakes at 7-7 are at West Lafayette, 5-8. A 7:30 start tonight, West Central, the Trojans at 7-8 are at Rensselaer Central, 9-5. And much earlier this afternoon, daytime game, 1:30 p.m., Western at 9-6. They were at Mississinewa at 3-10. Clock rolling down, getting ready to buzz out. We're getting ready for the national anthem here momentarily. Looking for a good ball game. Everybody standing at attention.
And now we're
going to be addressed by the public address. Pet Fan is going to bless us with our national anthem. We'll set this down. Our national anthem, Tipton Blue Devil Band did not miss a note. Sounds good. Getting ready for basketball. Getting ready to introduce the starting lineup. We'll mention you're listening to PutMeInSports.com in Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support Education-based high school varsity athletes. We'll mention the starting lineup. First for the Kokomo Wildcats. Wearing number 2, a 5'8" junior. Number 2, that's Reese Beard. Wearing number 3, 6-foot senior, Davion Bellamy, averaging 7.4 per ballgame. Wearing number 15, 6'4" senior, Patrick Hardiman. Hardiman averaging 6.8. Wearing 35 for Kokomo, 6'2" senior, Shane Spear, averaging 8 points per game. And winding out the lineup, wearing number 40, 6'10". He's a junior. 19.9 average per game, Flory Badunga. The head coach is John Peckinpah. Now for the Tipton Blue Devils. They'll start like this. Wearing number 2, a 6'1" senior, 5.8 points per ball game, Maverick Conaway. Wearing number 3, 6'5" sophomore, 15.8 per ball game, that's Grady Carpenter. He's rebounding at 6.5 per game. Wearing number 5, a 5'11 sophomore, 2.5 points per game. They're working other ways. That is Sam Quigley. Wearing number 11, 6'1" junior, 17.1 points per ball game. That's Nolan Swan. He's averaging off the backboard 4.1. In wearing number 23 for the Blue Devils, 6 foot, he's a junior, 12.2 points per contest. That's Jackson Money. The head coach of the Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. We'll mention the Blue Devils, 11 on their roster. They have two seniors, four juniors, five sophomores, and they do not have a freshman on the varsity. We'll mention the Kokomo Wildcats. They have 13 on their roster, five seniors, five juniors, three sophomores, and they do not have a freshman on their roster. Going to jump it up right here. It's going to be number three, Grady Carpenter at 6'5". Going to jump it up against Flory Badunga. He wears number 40, 6'10". Badunga is an exchange shooter. He's got the second type of visa. He can stay here and play. Tipped to the backcourt. Picked up by Nolan Swan. Swan going to cross the timeline. Going to work at left side. Jackson Money. He'll take a three. It'll rim out long. Wouldn't go. Going to be rebounded there by Xavion Bellamy to the front court. Left side behind the arc. Back out to Bellamy out top. Going to work at right side. Reese Beard. Cross court skip pass. Back out top. That's Bellamy. We're going to back and forth. We'll mention Zion Bellamy not going to be able to play today. The brother of Xavion. He's a bit ill. You should say he's banged up. He's not ill. Working back the other way. Shot out top wouldn't go. Xavion Bellamy to the front court. Tipton with their second possession. Jackson Money in the front court, top of the circle. They'll get it to Grady Carpenter. He'll go baseline. They try to pass it to the other baseline, and it's intercepted. Back the other way, picking it off right there with Shane Spear. They get it to Flory Badunga. They'll work it back out top, and they'll reset the offense. With number three, Xavion Bellamy. We're going to left side. He touches the hands briefly. Shane Spear. They move it around the perimeter. Bellamy, they'll go back left side to Spear. Working it out top of the circle. That's number two, Reese Beard. They'll work it in to Flory Badunga. The inside out play. Thought about a shot. He'll dribble in. Now out top of the circle. 3-point shot on the way. Rims out. Wouldn't go. It'll be the rebound. Rebound for Kokomo, going back up with Patrick Hardiman. That shot out top wouldn't go. That was Xavion Bellamy. Rebound Kokomo. They'll be the first team in the ballgame to go to the foul stripe. That foul's going to be whistled on Shipton, 23, Jackson Money. He's got one team foul, number one. Two-shot foul. First one good. 15, Patrick Hardiman took the first point on the scoreboard. Patrick Hardiman is shooting 54% from the free throw stripe. Second one rims in and goes in. He's now 15 for 26. 2-0 contest, early going, first quarter. We're going to round the perimeter, Matt McConaway. Nolan Swan to the corner, Jackson Money. 3-point shot, rims out short, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, that was 15, Patrick Hardiman. To the front court, Hardiman going to go to the corner with it. He'll bring it back out. That's Reese Beard. Out top, Shane Spear. They'll move it left side. They'll bring it back out top. He'll take a 3-point shot. Left elbow extended. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Patrick Hardiman. Tipped out. Rebound Kokomo. They'll go baseline on the drive. Shot wouldn't go. That was three. Xavion Bellamy. Ball tipped out of bounds. They're going to save his last touch by Tipton. They're going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to trigger the inbound with Xavion Bellamy. Tosses it in. Nolan Swan touches it. It does go out of bounds. They'll bring it in from side court now in front of the Blue Devil Spirit Section. And there's going to be a timeout on the floor. 5:57 left here in the first quarter. 2-0 advantage. Kokomo, we'll mention. Hamilton County Reporter. If you want to correct the Hamilton County Reporter in your mailbox, you can do so in county rate. $24 a year. Out-of-county rate, just $60 per year. They'll deliver that to your mailbox. Contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. Again, that's 765-585-9519. You can also get that publication on your inbox on your computer. Call Circulation Director. Ball brought in side court. Tipping in the front court. We're going to right side behind the arc at 35, Shane Spear. To the corner, Reese Spear to bring it back out. Spear going to work at the left side behind the arc. Looking for an entry pass. Flory Badunga not working real hard quite yet. He's working there near the paint. Going to work it out top of the basketball. That's three. Xavion Bellamy. He'll get the ball back. He'll go to the corner. They'll take a left elbow extended. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. A shot taken by number two, Reese Spear. And the putback is good. 2-point bucket for Patrick Hardiman. 4-0 advantage. Going to be a foul out top. Trying to fight through the screen right there. Kokomo, Patrick Hardiman. Going to pick up the personal foul. Tipton and Kokomo each with one foul. Hardiman has one. He'll bring it across the timeline. Grady Carpenter, left side, behind the arc, Jackson Money. He'll bring it back out top. He'll work the right side, Sam Quigley. Out in front of the bench here, Kokomo, Grady Carpenter, long 3-point shot out top. Rims out, Nolan Swan. Rebound, Flory Badunga. Back the other direction on the dribble. He'll work the right side, behind the arc, at Shane Spear. They'll go to the corner with it, Reese Beard. They'll work it around the perimeter. Touches the hands briefly. Zavy on Bellamy. Now back out top. Spear. Bellamy and Spear evidently can take the point. They're working down low. Just outside the paint. Rory Badunga. He'll dish off in the paint. Couldn't get the bucket. It was a good dish. The two, Reese Beard. It was up on the rim. It hung and fell off. 3-point shot the other direction. Maverick Conaway from the right corner baseline. Wouldn't go. It rimmed out. The ball carrying hard in its last touch. Before it goes out of bounds by Kokomo. Going to be brought in. Side court. Nolan Swan gets it into Jackson Money. Front court. Jackson on the dribble. Out top, he'll cross over. Get the ball to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter being guarded there by Hardiman. They'll get the ball back to Nolan Swan. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Jackson Money. Left elbow extended. Back the other direction. Out top of the basketball. That's Reese Beard. He'll work it right side. Hardiman back to Beard. To go left side behind the arc, Shane Spear. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Kokomo, that's number 3. Savion Bellamy. Bellamy shooting 33% behind the arc. I've been told 30% is good. So he's above the norm. Out top of the basketball. Center circle. Grady Carpenter. He'll bounce it right side behind the arc. Maverick Conaway. Guarding him is 35. Spear. He'll work it left side. He's going to kick it out top. Grady Carpenter for 3. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Flory Badunga. He'll dish off point guard. Savion Bellamy. Behind the arc. There's going to be a holding foul. They're going to whistle a hold off the ball. It's evidently going to be called against Tipton. Grady Carpenter going to pick up his first foul in the ball game. He's drawn a pretty good size assignment right there to work with Flory Badunga. We'll mention Jackson Money going to take a breather in the ballgame for Tipton. Is number 4. Working in the ballgame is Gavin Hare. We'll work it down low. Shot when go. Rebound put back. Corey Badunga right there in the paint. 2-point bucket. 9-0. Tipton trailing by 9. Timeout. Cliff Hawkins. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you tonight by Fritz Auto Sales in Fishers, Dean's Auto Parts, Carquest Auto Parts, Cicero, Indiana Express Rentals at Genoblesville, Runyon Truck Store, Rural, Atlanta, Indiana, AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia, Blue Devil Boilermaker, he's a Blue Devil fan, he lives here in Tipton County, and Lisa Stokes Bear, Real Estate Agent, Century 21, Remax, a new realty, Tipton, and Hope Jewelers, right here tonight, Hope Jewelers in Tipton, bringing this contest to you. Going to be brought in backcourt. Nolan Swan to get it back to Grady Carpenter. They'll walk it to the timeline. They'll pick up the pace. He'll pass it right side behind the arc. Maverick Conaway. He'll pick up a screen from Gavin Hare. They're working around the perimeter. Nolan Swan now to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter being guarded there by Patrick Hardiman. Crossover dribble. Left elbow shot in the air. Good. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter for 2, Carpenter averaging 15.8 per contest. 9-2 advantage for Kokomo. We're going to right side behind the arc and we're going to down low for Badunga. Double team right away. Badunga works it in. He kicks it back out. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Reese Beard. Rebound, Sam Quigley. We'll get it to Nolan Swan across the timeline with the pass. Maverick Conaway at 3. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Reese Beard. He'll bring it from the backcourt. He's crossed the timeline with the pass. They'll work it back around. Tip. It's going to be a steal. Nolan Swan tipped it away, picked it up out of the air. He'll dish it off. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter goes to paint. They're going to call the foul on the floor for some reason. Looked like he was in the air, but they're going to call it on the floor. So they'll bring the ball back in. Foul's going to be whistled on number three, Xavion Bellamy. Bellamy has one. Both teams, two fouls thus far. We're still in the first quarter. 9-2 contest. Connor and Song in the ball game for Tipton. Maverick Conaway's taking a breather. They're going to whistle foul. It's going to be on Tipton. Connor and Song in the ball game. They're going to get him for a foul in the front court before the basketball was even inbound. So Hassan has one. Team foul number three. Two thus far on Kokomo here in the first half. We're in the first quarter. 2:11 left. They'll work it left side back out top. Xavion Bellamy. Right side, they're working around. Spear. Work the ball back around. Three-point shot straight away. Rims out long. That was three. Xavion Bellamy rebounds. No one swan. And they're going to whistle foul. They are not going to let this game get out of hand. They're doing a fine job on the floor. Back in the ballgame for Tipton is Jackson Money. Taking a breather is Sam Quigley. That foul whistled on number three, Xavion Bellamy. He had two in the contest. Ball brought in. Grady Carpenter crosses the timeline. He'll work it left side behind the arc. Jackson Money. Jackson Money will dribble back right side. He'll dish it off. Out top, Hassong. Right side to Grady Carpenter. Back to Jackson. Jackson going to bounce it inside. Nolan Swan, he'll dribble in the paint. They'll get it back to Gavin, and Gavin back to Nolan. Left elbow extended. I should say left elbow. Two-point shot for Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan shooting 46%. From two-point land, Nolan Swan leads the team at three-point land at 45%. They're working around the perimeter. Kokomo in the front court. They're working down low for Badunga. Turnaround jumper wouldn't go. Rimmed out. Saving the basketball. Badunga goes back up. It was a good entry pass in the ballgame for Kokomo. He's number 23, DeAndre Kirby. He's a six-foot senior. Entered on that last break. So Badunga gets 2 points in the paint. Working it back out top. Grady Carpenter in the front court. 11-4. We're under a minute. Working it out top now. Connor Hassong. Hassong on the dribble. He'll work it back to Gavin Hare. Now to Grady Carpenter. He'll hand off. He'll work it back out top deep in the front court by the scorer's bench. 40 seconds left. He'll work it back around. Grady Carpenter straight away. He'll take a three. It'll rim off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Flory Badunga. He's going to dish off. Point guard, that's number two, Reese Spear. They're working to Shane Spear. They get it down there. Badunga. Badunga gets the two, and Badunga is going to absorb the foul. Left of the bucket, right there in the paint. They'll go to the foul line. They're going to whistle this foul on Gavin Hare. He wins number four. He'll pick up his first foul in the ballgame. So Badunga going to shoot one, try the three-point play. Flory Badunga at the free throw line, shooting 57%, 36 for 63. That's 14 game stats. They play 15. Shot goes in, nothing but net. Kokomo played a game last night, difficult to get all the stats all together on Max Prep in a hurry. No problem there. We are just here. They're going to work it back elbow. They're working down low. Spidell in the ballgame. Landed Spidell for Tipton. They'll dig it back to Nolan Swan. Swan lost the handle. Saved it on the floor. Got it to Jackson Money. The pass past Jackson Money. Tries to pass it to the corner. Nolan Swan tips out of bounds. Good hands there. That was Reese Beard. Tipton going to keep it in the front court. 4 seconds left here in the first quarter. Going to be inbound Tipton. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. 2 seconds. Wrong. Three-point shot. Short. Right on line, but just short. Shot taken from half court. First quarter completed at the end of one quarter. Kokomo 14. Tipton 4. We'll go ahead and remind you. Remind you tomorrow. Tomorrow, the girls' basketball press show. I should say the Perry show. IHSAA, girls' basketball state tournament. It's going to begin on January 31st. It'll last through February 25th. And we'll make that the 48th annual IHSAA, girls' basketball state tournament Perry show. We'll mention at 5 o'clock Eastern time. It's a two-hour program. It will be streamed live. It's going to stream exclusively at IHSAATV.org. Again, that's IHSAATV.org. The show will be hosted by Bob Level, along with Greg Wickstrom. And we'll mention after the show, if you go to IHSAA.org, you can find the pairing, even if you missed the show. That's tomorrow, the 22nd, on a Sunday, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. That's Eastern Time. If you want to tune in, you can watch it on your TV, computer TV, IHSAATV.org. Ball brought in, ultimate possession arrow. Kokomo in the front court. Second quarter, 14-4. Kokomo by Kim. Out top of the basketball, they're moving back around. Hardiman outside the paint. Jackson Money reaches in, has the basketball under his hand, and they call a foul. They're going to whistle a foul, Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to pick up his second foul in the contest. They're going to call it a shooting foul. At the free throw line is Patrick Hardiman. Second time there tonight. First one goes in. 7:46 left. Jackson Money going to take a breather. His second foul. Back in the ballgame, original starter, number 5, Sam Quigley. Hardiman, as mentioned, 54% at the stripe. Second shot, also good. Got both of them, 16-4. Kokomo in front. Going to bring it to the timeline. Grady Carpenter picked up at half court by Patrick Hardiman. Threw it out left side behind the arc. Now it's Conaway. Back out top. Grady Carpenter. He'll bounce it. Nolan Swan. Free throw line. Jumper is good. 2-point bucket for Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan averaging 17.1 per ball game. In the front court, Kokomo. They're working down low. It's going to be a steal. Good hands there. Nolan Swan picks it off in the paint. Back to half court line. They work it left side. Grady Carpenter behind the arc. Get across over. He'll work in. A spin move. Baseline. And work it back to Fidel. Inside out play. Maverick Conaway couldn't get the three. Left elbow extended. Rebound out of there. 23, DeAndre Kirby. They'll work it back around. Reese Beard out top. Working the basketball to the corner. Kirby will jump past Spear outside the arc. Working it back around. Shot on the way. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 23, DeAndre Kirby. Going to work it back the other direction. Grady Carpenter on the crossover. Left elbow. Shot rims out. Fighting for the board there. It's going to be collected by 35, Shane Spear. To the front court, going to be a blocking foul. Could have gone either way. Right there on the baseline, 15, Patrick Hardiman is driving baseline and setting up to try to draw the charge. We're going to whistle the foul on Tipton. Number 2, Maverick Conaway. Going to be brought in, left of the bucket on the baseline. Brought in, foul pass from Spear. They'll work it back inside. Off the glass, 2-point bucket. Left side of the glass, at 15, Patrick Hardiman. 18-6 contest, second quarter. Tipton High School, annual ball game, Kokomo and Tipton. We're going to back out top, Maverick Conaway. Nolan Swan, he'll dribble baseline, he'll take a shot. 16 footer, good. Nolan Swan shooting the ball well here in the first half. Going to be a timeout called. Timeout on the surface. Going to be a, looks like it'll be a 30-second timeout. 6:04 left here in the second quarter. We thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field, the basketball court here tonight. And we'll mention, you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall in audiosportsonline.net, providing internet radio access for PutneyInSports.com since 2008. So first horn sounds. There's the second, 30-second timeout over. To be brought in from the backcourt, Hardiman. Hardiman tosses it in, front court now. Working it back around, Spear. Left side, Reese Beard. They're working back to Spear inside the arc. You kick it back out. Back out to Reese Spear to bring it back out. 23, DeAndre Kirby. Three-point shot rims off. Rory Badunga back in the ballgame. He boarded the basketball. He tried to flush it. It bounced off the rim, and it went up near the ceiling. Came straight down. It's out of bounds. Lori Badunga giving the fans what they came for. There's a lot of folks here watching Mr. Lori Badunga. Ball's in the front court. Grady Carpenter was the left side. Nolan Swan. Free throw line and kick it back out. Grady Carpenter. 5:28 on the game clock. 18-8. Kokomo by 10. Tall pass. Going to go out of bounds quickly. Couldn't reach it. Going to go back to Kokomo. They'll bring it in from the side court. It's going to be brought in by Patrick Hardiman. Here you get an N35. Shane Spear across the timeline. He'll pass it back to Hardiman. They get it back out top. Over to right side. Reese Beard. He'll bring it back out. Sam Quigley going to provide the defense. Outside the arc. Three-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. S35. Shane Spear. Boy Badunga with the rebound in the paint, and he'll pass off. They're getting assist to 15, Patrick Hardiman, off the glass. Two-point bucket, 20-8. Kokomo by 12. Second quarter, 4:48 left here in the second quarter. Maverick Conaway. Oh, boy, Badunga. He's got a breakaway. He's going to slam one down. He's a lefty. Boy, Badunga. Almost put his forearm through the net. Two-point shot, a dunk from Lori Badunka. Looking to back around, out top. Three-point shot, going to go 2 points. Off the glass, off-balance shot from Grady Carpenter for two. 22-10. 12-point advantage, Kokomo. We're going to behind the arc, and we're going to the corner. On the dribble, he'll dribble in. Hardiman, inside-out play, but we're going to the other corner. They get it back to Reese Beard. We're getting left side on the dribble. Spear. Shane Spear. We're getting back around. Spear with the basketball out top. Thought about a shot. Reese Spear. Now, Spear will take a three. Good. Shane Spear. Nothing but net. Three-point land. Shane Spear with the bucket. He's shooting 28% behind the three-point stripe. We're going to back around. Ball's in the front court. Maverick Conaway on the dribble. The spin move right there. Nolan Swan in the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound for Badunga. He'll bring it to the timeline. Pretty good dribbling exhibition for 6'10" for Badunga. They'll work it down low. 2-point bucket off the glass. DeAndre Kirby. Credit the assist. Number 2, Reese Beard. Going to be a timeout on the floor. Going to be a 60-second timeout. We'll make the second quarter. 27-10, Kokomo in front, 3:25 left here in the second. We'll mention this game is in parts, being brought to you by Fritz&Fishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at your dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. The second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. Noblesville, Indiana, it's also known as right there off of Mill Creek Road between Westfield and Noblesville along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on site. That's Fritz&Fishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. From the inbound, backcourt, Tim Quigley. Nolan Swan on the dribble. He'll walk it to the timeline. He'll be picked up by Reese Beard. He'll work a right side of the pass. Connor Hassong. He'll work it back out top. Grady Carpenter. Left side behind the arc, Tim Quigley. Back to Hassong. He'll take a three. It'll rim off and go. Sam Quigley right here couldn't hold the basketball in the rebound. Looked like some friction, but Sam Quigley absorbed a bit of a bump right here before he lost the ball. In the ballgame for Kokomo is number 24, Jace Rail. Jace Rail is the grandson of Jimmy Rail. Coach from Kokomo let me know that prior to the game. I believe he's also a wrestling coach. Right here at Kokomo High School. Very kind gentleman. 2:48 on the game clock. 27-10. We're in around the perimeter. We're in back and forth right here. Hardiman going to drive in. They're going to call jump ball. They're going to call jump ball. They're going to say it was a simultaneous possession. Looks like Hardeman might have been a charging foul there, but they call it jump ball. So Tipton's going to bring it in from the backcourt, back in the ballgame. He's got two fouls. Jackson Money back in the game. He wears number 23, taking a breather. For Tipton is 21, Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell, he's a 6'2 sophomore. Working in the front court, Sam Quigley behind the arc. Working against him right there with 24, Jay Trail. So we're going to right side now back out top, Jackson Money. Works it back behind the arc, Connor Hassong. Guarding Hassong is Shane Spear. Bounce pass behind the arc, Jackson Money. They'll bring it back up, you square it up, top of the circle. Working around the perimeter, touches the hands and Quigley. They'll get the up baseline. Noah Swan, he finds him wide open, Jackson Money. Jackson Money couldn't get the shot. He did have Florey Bagdonzo right there in his face. So we're going to see the front court. Going to dribble in baseline. On the dribble, Shane Spear. Kick it back out, Reese Beard. Three-point shot for Rail. Chase Rail rims out. Rebound Kokomo. Going to be a rebound right there, Shane Spear. He gets the ball in the corner. Reese Beard with the basketball. 1:42 left here in the second quarter. 27-10. Jace Rail takes another three. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter across the timeline. They'll go to the corner. Left-handed shot. Connor Hassong wouldn't go. Three-point land. Rebound, Florey Badunga. To the front court with the basketball. That's 35, Shane Spear. Behind the arc, now back out top to Spear. He's going to bounce pass. They'll bring it around the perimeter. Going to be a foul whistle. And Shane Spear going to get a nonchalant charging foul off the ball against Tipton. So 35, Shane Spear going to pick up his first foul in the contest. That's team foul number four. Tipton with six thus far. A minute, 10 seconds left. Second quarter. Front court, Nolan Swan just outside the arc to get it to Connor Hassong. Grady Carpenter, he'll drive. Going to be a block shot from Badunga going back the other direction. At behind the arc, Jace Rayo, he gets the ball back from the corner. We speared. They're working back in for Badunga. Reverse layup is good. Reverse layup in the paint. Florey Badunga for two. Under a minute. 29-10. 19-point advantage for Kokomo. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. 37 seconds left. Out top, Jackson Money. Maverick Conaway. They're working back to Grady Carpenter outside the arc. He'll dribble left. Hand the basketball off to Nolan Swan. It's tipped to the backcourt. Tipped by Reese Beard. Nolan Swan retrieves it. To the corner. Three-point shot, Grady Carpenter. Fight for the board. Connor Song. Florey Badunga comes up with it. They'll go the distance. They'll go off the glass. Two-point bucket, Patrick Hardeman. 8 seconds left. Tipping in the front court. Grady Carpenter lost the handle. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Hardeman going to get called for the charging foul. He had his mind made up. He was driving the paint. Nolan Swan right there to draw the charge. 0.8 seconds left on the second quarter clock. They can catch and shoot, but they're 84 feet away from their bucket. Tipton in the backcourt going to be brought in by Connor Song. Left of the bucket again, and Nolan Swan, they'll run the quarter out. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score. Kokomo 31. Tipton 10. We are at halftime in a pretty exciting game. It's up and down the floor. You got to admit, both these schools like to push the basketball. And they're going to halftime now, both teams. Going to their respective locker rooms, looking for a good game here in the second half. It'll take a 10-minute intermission. Tipton in Kokomo, a lot of folks on hand tonight. Tipton in Kokomo, they'll work it right there. We're going to have a halftime guest. It'll be pretty exciting. I'm pretty excited to talk to this halftime guest. I haven't really talked to her for quite a long time. She went to school at Hamilton Heights. She graduated in the same class as Sierra, my youngest daughter. How are you doing? Hold on a minute. We're going to unplug right here. We'll be right back.
I was trying to get out there, but it's cold.
and Timothy took Pentecost, congratulations, you're going to have her first child, and I got these for you to give away to whoever you want. Look, Peter, there you go. Look at that, that's the 1,000 points that he ate. He ate her score right there. He took 1,248 points of Hamilton Heights, 2012 to 2014. That's pretty special, would you agree?
Yeah, no, it's definitely special just to be on the
court. I'm excited, but let's say that again. Haley took 1,248 points in her high school career at Hamilton Heights.
Yeah, it's a special group to be a part of. All those players are really good, and I'm definitely lucky to be a part of that.
So what, they were lucky to have you there. I got to admit, you're a Kokomo Wildcat, Lady Wildcats. You're the head coach. This is your second year, and you had a game last night. You got a win last night.
Yep, yeah, we played Richmond last night, big-time conference game. You know, I think we won 53-48 or something along those lines. But we're just trying to peak at the right time for sectional.
Looks like you're playing in the North Central Conference. You're going to have one more game in the conference. You'll be at Muncie Central on Tuesday.
Yeah, Muncie Central is definitely, they're a little stronger right now. They're playing really well, and I think that, you know, we're going to have to go to Muncie Central and get a good win and then, you know, have a lot of confidence going into the sectional.
Okay, well, I've known you a little bit. I watched you grow up. I know you have some excitement. I had no doubt. I was not surprised when I heard you were going to be a varsity girls basketball coach.
Yeah, you know, it's always been my dream to coach high school basketball in Indiana, and I've never been more excited to be a part of a program like Kokomo and try to get us back on track here. And, you know, I think that I'm very lucky to be a part of just the Indiana basketball. It's, you know, in 49 other states, it's just basketball, but here it's different, so.
Very much so. I gotta talk about your mom, your dad, David Cook, Amber Cook, and Corbin, your brother. You can't debate that they've helped you all the way.
Yeah, you know, they were always, you know, sending film to colleges when I was trying to play and doing all the things and taking me everywhere. And not to mention they come to every single one of John and I's games. So they're very supportive.
Your grandpa, Gary, and that's an understatement of what I just said.
Yeah, no, he's always been so supportive, and he couldn't be more proud of all of us. And, you know, he's definitely been there through everything and all the ups and downs of life. And basketball, though, he's definitely been there through thick and thin. So
I'm going to back up just a little bit. Kurt Ogden, your coach, he was here at Tipton 24 years. He was at Hamilton Heights for 5 years. You had to learn quite a bit under his program.
Yeah, you know, he taught things the right way. He made you do things the right way. And it really showed me how I should be running a program one day. And it helped me with my basketball IQ. And it helped me get smarter and just play smarter. And then once I'm in charge of a program, then you really start to, you know, get to do your own things. But part of him will always be with me.
Absolutely, and I'm going to mention Coach Peckinpah, the gentleman on the boys' side of the basketball. He's in his second year. I was going to ask you, when you go home in the evening, do you guys share ideas about the other's program?
Only if asked. We try not to talk basketball, but if the other one needs an opinion, you know, we're always there for each other. He helps me quite a bit with defensive stuff. We talk about offensive stuff quite a bit, but it's just nice to go home and not really talk about basketball sometimes.
Will you be the leader on the team, Kokomo Wildcats girls basketball? I know you have to scout. And when you scout, do you send somebody trustworthy, or do you send yourself, or do you go by and pedal, stuff like that?
You know, my first couple years, I like to go watch myself. Like, I like to go do that. But, you know, now with Huddle, nothing's like seeing somebody in person. But if we go in person, I'll ask my staff to go with me. But we do a lot of stuff on Huddle, and my staff is great. So.
I see, I'm good. I'm going to back up a little bit here. You see that orange number right there that says 731? That's school enrollment for Hamilton Heights. The bottom number is school enrollment for Kokomo. Does that make it a little bit different when you prepare?
It's a little bit, you know, right? I mean, I think our school enrollment, I think it's at a perfect number right now. I think we're in a really good spot. Not to mention, I've heard through the grapevine, the basketball's trying to go 5 classes. So we'll see where we land there. I think we'd probably land in 4A. But, you know, I think that definitely being a part of a program that's bigger and a school that's bigger has taught me a lot as well.
I believe that 100%. Hey, I'm going to let you know that Todd Winland, he finished up the program with his coaching in 2019-20. He was 4-9. No, I'm not poking any fun at him because he took the Huskies to the Hallman Center And then you began coaching 2020-21, 10-10. The next year, 2021-22, 15-7, you're on your way.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, he built a foundation when he was at Kokomo for that year and tried to build some culture. And then I just took it over and, you know, really got to get to know the girls and get to know, like, relationships are the biggest part of basketball. And I think that's why we're so successful. And I think that Kokomo has a chance to be really, really special the next couple years.
Hey, I got to ask you this. I know the answer already. Do you lace them up in practice sometimes?
When I'm not pregnant. I do my best. Sometimes when I need to show something, the girls will tell you I'm the first one to get in there and show it. You know, it's just been my passion to be able to show things like that and be able to demonstrate. I thought it was always really important in college when I had a coach that would do that. So I like to show the girls, you know, hey, I can still do it. So I'm fully capable, but I love to lace them up and make sure that they understand that, you know, I know what it takes to get to a state championship, and I want to get them there, so.
Dylan, I know you're competitive. I wouldn't have texted you for this interview if I didn't know that. But I got to admit, do you ever, when you lace them up at practice, do you play to win, or do you sometimes let them win?
I'm never going to let them win. No, they don't need to know that. No, I think I just do it to try to make them better, or for me to make them better, or for my assistant coaches to make them better. All it starts with is the competitiveness. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not letting them win. They got to win on by themselves.
I tell you what, when I look at you and remember your playing career, I just think of floor captain.
Yeah, and I think that's what helps me with coaching so much is, you know, I was a leader on the floor, and now I can be the leader of a team on the sidelines. And you always want a player like that as well. So
it's a blessing for you to say yes to this interview. I'm very thankful to know you and your family. Your family is gorgeous.
They're amazing people. We're very lucky to have them. You know, I'm lucky to be a part of John's family. John's lucky to be a part of my family. And they've just been so supportive through it all, even the ups, the downs. You know, we've all had downs, but they never skip a beat, and they're always there for us.
You may not know this, but through the in-laws and my wife, her dad is related to Gary, so we're related.
Yeah, we're related. See, isn't that a crazy small world?
Yes, I wish the best for you. Tomorrow night, I said tomorrow at 5 till 7, 5 p.m. to 7, where are you going to be and where's your girl going to be with you?
We're going to be at one of our players' houses. We're going to be watching the sectional draw. This is a great time of year for us to peak, and I feel like we are, and I really hope that these girls are just as excited as I am for the sectional draw tomorrow.
Let's let people know, Kokomo is going to be class 4A. They'll be in sectional 7 at Lafayette Jeff High School.
Yep, we're excited.
Get yourself a win.
Hey, we're going to try to. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We're at halftime. We're going to talk to Mr. Wallace.
How's it going? Well, what time are you entering glory after the...
Find your roster. Okay, we're back. We're going to have a conversation there. That was tremendous athlete at Hamilton Heights. Haley Cook, now it's Haley Cook Peckinpah. She's married to John Peckinpah, and they're getting ready to have their first child. She said it's going to be in the month of June. That is special. We're going to set this down. We're going to plug back in. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. 1 minute clicking out here. It's going to buzz out here momentarily. There's the 15-second horn. Getting ready for second half. What an interview. What a fine lady. You could just tell over the radio waves that she is excited. She's quite the coach at Kokomo Wildcat High School. So they're getting ready to push the ball up the floor again. It's going to be inbound, alternate possession arrow. It's going to be brought in by Kokomo. It's going to be brought in by Patrick Hardiman. 31-10 contest brought in. Front court now. It's number 3, Davion Bellamy. Ran around the perimeter. Right side to Spear. To the corner, reach Spear, back to Spear. Working in around the perimeter. Setting up the 4 stations right there. Now back out top. Working it back around. Davion Bellamy back to Spear. In the corner, Shane. We're working back around. Looking back to the left corner. Baseline, he'll dribble. That's Davion Bellamy. Off the corner, reach Spear. There are plenty of time to shoot. They get into Floyd Badunga. They'll dish off. Shot off the glass. Left side wouldn't go. He'll shoot two. Badunga comes up to the basketball. He is getting right to the official. What a quality guy is Floyd Badunga. He's a nice gentleman. And Coach Seconball has given us permission to talk with him after the ball game. I talked to Mr. Badunga, and he's all for it. What a quality guy. So first shot wouldn't go at the free throw line. That's 35, Shane Spear. 7:27 left. We're in the third quarter. 31-10, Shane Spear's second shot up and good. He got the back end of a two-shot foul. Brought in backcourt, Jackson Money. Brady Carpenter, the shot across the timeline. Left-handed dribble, hit crossed over. We got left side behind the arc. Right there, Magic Conley, back to Jackson Money. Jackson Money working against him is Floyd Badunga. He was screened off by Grady Carpenter. Lead it back to Maverick Conway. Right side behind the arc. Goes back his way in. Back out. Left corner baseline. Sam Quigley dishes off Grady Carpenter. Shot taken. But a foul committed prior to. The foul's going to be whistled on 15, Patrick Hardiman. He has three in the contest. Ball brought in front court. Tipton brought in by Grady Carpenter. Nolan Swan. Pass behind the arc. Three-point shot is good. Jackson Money for three. Jackson Money on the season shooting 42%. Three-point lay-in. He's now 17 for 39. Outside the paint, Floyd Badunga. He'll bring it back out three-point line. Get it back to Shane Spear around the perimeter. Reese Spear. Left side, Bellamy with the shot rims out. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Jackson Money. He'll dish off Grady Carpenter. Down low, off the paint. In the paint, off the glass, credit the bucket, Maverick Conaway, credit a great pass from Grady Carpenter. 6:22 on the game clock, 32-15. In the front court with Kokomo, back out top, Reese Beard. He'll dribble in and try to get back to his teammate. He will against the Hardiman. He'll get the left side behind the arc, pick up the dribble, that's Bellamy. Number three, Davion Bellamy. We're behind the arc. Three-point shot on the way. Shane Spear. Shane Spear loads up and hits one right elbow extended from three-point land. 35-15. Kokomo in front. Going to go baseline. Nolan Swan. Going to be a bump foul. Reese Spear going to bump him out of bounds. Reese Spear right there to help Nolan Swan back up off the surface. Sportsmanship can go a long way. Can be brought in right left of the bucket. Taking a breather for Kokomo is 15, Patrick Hardiman. Back in the ballgame is 23, DeAndre Kirby. Kirby's a 6-foot senior. He's going to guard the inbound. Grady Carpenter looking to get it in. Looking, he'll throw it in tall, deep in the front court. Maverick Conaway works the left side behind the arc, Jackson Money. Back out top, Grady Carpenter. Spin move at the elbow. He'll dish down low, 2-point bucket. Left side, reverse layup for Nolan Swan. Credit a good pass once again. Grady Carpenter, 35-17. Out top of the basketball and moving around the perimeter. Bring it down low for it, Badunga. Reverse layup, left hand, got it. Lori Badunga, that dominant left hand for Badunga. 2-point bucket in the paint. 37-17. In the paint, going to be a jumper for Grady Carpenter. What do you do? Saving the basketball, Sam Quigley. Saves it into the hands of Reese Spear. That's a good effort by Quigley. We're going to back to baseline. Taking to the corner. Three-point shot, Shane Spear. He's got two in a row. 40-17. 4:50 left here in the third quarter. Going to work it to the front court. Nolan Swan, spin move into paint. Lost the handle. It's off of Flory Badunga. Badunga in disagreement. Just a mild disagreement. He might have been disappointed with himself, but not for very long. He's in the paint, going to provide the defense. Going to be brought in, ride the bucket on the baseline. Nolan Swan. They're getting in. Grady Carpenter. Going to be a bump foul after the reception of the basketball. They're going to whistle this on 23. DeAndre Kirby. Kirby picks up the foul. Going to be his first in the ballgame. Team foul number three, second half. One thus far for Tipton. Going to be brought in. Behind the buck, behind the three-point trap, I should say, Grady Carpenter. Now back out to Nolan. Nolan Swan on the dribble. Spin move. Right elbow. Touchdown. I should say, Good shot there. 2-point bucket for Nolan Swan from the right elbow. 40 to 19. Down low in the paint, Lori Badunga straight up and straight through with a slam dunk. Two-handed slam. So the ball's in the front court, 42-19. Kokomo in front. Going to work it to the baseline. Grady Carpenter. This turn spin move. Try to go baseline. Going to be tipped away. And Davion Bellamy goes the distance off the glass. Came up to the steal, three-quarter court, and led the pack to the basket. Two-point bucket good for Davion. 44-19. Going to be a foul called outside the paint there. Of Sam Quiggin on the approach. Davion Bellamy going to pick up his third foul in the ball game. That's four here in the third quarter thus far on Kokomo. Gibson with one. Going to get the ball spin move. Nolan Swan pick it outside the arc. Jackson Money to the corner. Sam Quiggin. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Shane Spear. He's going to go coast-to-coast. He's going to alley-oop pass to Florey Badunga. And Badunga with his third rim rocker of the ballgame. 46-19. 3:20 left. Third quarter. Outside the arc there in the paint. Outside the left corner baseline. Jackson Money works it back out. Grady Carpenter gets it to Nolan Swan. Three-point shot in front of the Spear section. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Shane Spear. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Shane Spear with a pass. Almost a good save by Nolan Swan. Teammates right there, Grady Carpenter and Nolan Swan. Ball's going to be brought in from the baseline. Kokomo, left of the bucket. It's going to be brought in by Davion Bellamy. He'll bring it in. Florey Badunga back to Bellamy. Out top, Reese Beard. Thought about a three. Bellamy, they're working around the perimeter. Working back Shane Spear, now back out top to Bellamy. They're working down low, outside the paint, Florey Badunga. He'll pass it back out top, Reese Beard. Reese Beard working around, touches the hands there, Shane Spear. Long, three-point shot, Bellamy. Shot wouldn't go, rebound, Nolan Swan. Swan going to bring it to the front court. Picked up there by Reese Beard. Still on the dribble, Nolan Swan surveying the offense. We're going to back right side behind the arc, Jackson Money. They'll go to the corner. Maverick Conley back to Grady Carpenter. They'll take a floater at the left elbow. Jumping off of 1 foot. Pretty shot from Grady Carpenter for two. 46-21. Going to work at left side behind the arc. On the dribble, Shane Spear lost the handle. Nolan Swan nearly picked his pocket. Working back the other direction. Now Grady Carpenter will pick the pocket. A Floyd Badunga. They'll go up off the glass. They get it up ahead. Jackson Money. Jackson Money. Right-handed layup in traffic. Two-point bucket for Jackson. 46-23. 1:46 left here in the third quarter. Front court, Kokomo Wildcats. On the dribble, that's Davion Bellamy. Back out top, Reese Beard. Blue Devils playing a 2-3, moving their feet, moving the ball back and forth. A minute and a half left here in the third. On the dribble, bringing it back out. Davion Bellamy back out to Reese Beard. Left side behind the arc. In the ballgame, DeAndre Kirby. Bellamy drives the lane off the glass. 2-point bucket for Bellamy. Going to be a timeout call. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. 48-23, full 60-second timeout. 1:18 left here in the third. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Carquest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. There's the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza, right there off of State Road 19, also known as Peru Street. We'll mention they are team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. getting ready to inbound the basketball. It'll be brought in right there. We brought in backcourt by the Blue Devils. Into the hands, Grady Carpenter. Guard him full court is 23, DeAndre Kirby. To the front court, going to dish off. Jackson Money out top now. Working out top of the basketball there. Maverick Conaway back to Jackson. Inside move. Wouldn't go. In the paint there. Left-handed layup wouldn't fall for Nolan Swan. Bori Badunga rebounds it. Goes to the other end. Crosses the timeline. Out top. Three-point shot. Just left of center. Kokomo. That's number three. Davion Bellamy. Going to bring it from the backcourt. Grady Carpenter. We're under a minute. 40 seconds left. Here in the third quarter. Grady Carpenter dishes off. Three-point shot. Good. Credit the bucket. Nolan Swan. Credit a good screen by Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter plays the whole game. Working in the front court. 24 seconds left. Long three-point shot. Couple of steps behind the arc. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by Shane Spear. Rebound Gibson to the front court. Down low. Gavin Hare couldn't get the shot. Rebound fought for. Tapped in the hands of Gavin Hare. They'll reset the offense. 7 seconds left. Maverick Conaway. Grady Carpenter. He'll take a jump shot. Left elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Rebound for Badunga. Badunga ends up with the basketball about 80 feet away from their bucket. Third quarter is complete. Kokomo, 51. Tipton, 28. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You dial them up at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with liftgate. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. The owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Right there in Noblesville. They're getting ready to inbound the basketball. Ultimate possession arrow gives it to Tipton. Brought in by Jackson Money. Grady Carpenter back to Jackson behind the arc. Being guarded there by Bellamy. Outside the arc, they're working around the perimeter. Left side, Nolan Swan. Now to Grady. Grady being guarded by Hardiman. He bounces it down low. A good cut by Nolan Swan. And a good bounce pass by Grady Carpenter. Nolan Swan for two. 51-28 in the front court with the basketball. Cross-court pass, Hardiman. Going to work it back around. Out top now to Reese Beard. Fourth quarter, shot outside the arc for Hardiman. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Hassong. Connor Hassong boards it. To the front court, Grady Carpenter. The crossover, he's working against Hardiman. Couple of spin moves, shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. That's outside the paint. Ball picked up. Goes over to the front court, Flory Badunga. He'll dish off. Bellamy couldn't get the shot to go. Ball's loose. Picked up just outside the paint. Jackson Money with the rebound. They're across the timeline. Working against him is Bellamy. Bellamy, that's Xavion Bellamy. In the front court there, going to be a bump foul. Trying to come up with the steal there was Reese Beard. He got a bump in there against Nolan. It's going to be a foul whistle. Kokomo, Reese Beard. Pretty good effort. Thought he could get the steal. Trick shouldn't happen. And the ball's going to be brought in from the side court. In the front court, barely. Nolan Swan brings it in. Jackson Money, that foul whistle. Reese Beard. Beard's got two. Three-point shot wouldn't go there for Maverick Conaway. Rebound Gavin Hare. He dishes off. Gets it back. Nolan Swan gets inside the three-point line. Two-point bucket for Swan. It's 51-30. 6:26 left. Fourth quarter. On the dribble out top. Working the ball around Bellamy. They're going to work it to the corner now. Hardiman. Cross-court skip pass to Bellamy. Jace Rail back in the ballgame for Kokomo. Outside the arc shot. When he go, that was Reese Beard. Three-point shot. Rebound secured Nolan Swan, going to be a foul on Jay Schrail. Jay Schrail hit the deck. Nolan Swan was right there to reach down and help him back up. So 6:10 left here in the fourth quarter, 51-30. They're going to whistle this foul on 24, Jay Schrail. He's got one. Team foul number six, second half on Tipton. They'll put the Blue Devils at the line on the next common foul. Blue Devils with one foul, second half. Shot off the Martin baseline. Fade away for Nolan Swan. There's the common foul, and Nolan Swan will shoot the bonus. 5:56 left. Nolan Swan going to step to the foul stripe. Nolan Swan shooting 79% at the stripe. First shot up, rims off. Short off the mark, Nolan Swan, now 27 for 35 on the season. And back in the ballgame, number 23, DeAndre Kirby, 6-foot senior. Nolan Swan got the back end of a two-shot foul. Nolan Swan now 28 of 36 on the season. We're going to back around. Free throw line, he'll dish off. That's Hardiman. They'll work it down low. Flory Badunga, he'll dish off back to Hardiman. He'll take a shot, and Grady Carpenter will recycle it. Nearly went out of bounds. Jackson Money saves it. Back to Carpenter. They'll work it down low. Connor Hassan. Hassan for two. Left side of the glass in the paint. 51-33. Bring it down low outside the paint. Flory Badunga. Double team there. Gavin Hare. Jackson Money. They'll pass out of it. Hardiman couldn't get the pass to stick. Off the glass picked up by Grady Carpenter. He's going to go coast to coast. Grady Carpenter couldn't get the bucket. He was heavily contested there in the paint on the layup by Flory Badunga. Badunga going to pick up his first foul in the ballgame. A clean ball game thus far for Badunga. 6'10". I think I mentioned there's a lot of folks here watching him play. First shot good, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to get one more. We'll mention Grady Carpenter on the season. 82% first, second one wouldn't go. Rebound, Flory Badunga. He'll dish off Bellamy. Davion Bellamy, he'll take the point right there. They're working left side to Hardiman. Bringing the ball back out is Shane Spear on the dribble. Working against him is Nolan Swan. Back out to Spear. Well beyond the arc. He'll backpedal dribble near the center circle. 4:52 left here in the fourth quarter. We're going to back out top Shane Spear. Going to take some air out of the basketball here in the Kokomo Wildcats. Nearly a steal, Grady Carpenter. Get it back out top. Shane Spear. And Nolan Swan is going to commit the foul. Number 11, Nolan Swan picked up his second foul in the ballgame. Second foul, second half on Tipton. They're going to be brought in right there by Hardiman. He'll get it in to Bellamy. Bellamy back pedal dribble, double team there, kind of a song in Jackson Money. They'll work it down low, trying to go off the glass. They're going to get Nolan Swan for a foul. I think that foul might have been anticipated by the official. Looks like a lot of ball right there, and I think Nolan Swan would agree. At the free throw line, going to shoot two, 23, DeAndre Kirby. 75% free throw shooter. First one rims out, wouldn't go. DeAndre Kirby, I have him down here now for 3 for 5, 60%. Gavin Hare going to get a medium five as he comes out of the ballgame. Sam Quigley out beyond the three-point stripe. The point arc, I should say. Second shot, DeAndre Kirby is good. 51, now 52-34. Kokomo by 18, 4:28 on the game clock. Crossing the sideline with the basketball, Grady Carpenter. Outside, three-point shot on the way, good. Jackson Money with a good follow-through for three. 52-37, 15-point advantage for Kokomo. We're going to ride side behind the arc. Bellamy, they're working down low. Shane Spear couldn't get the two-point bucket in the paint. He got fouled. He'll shoot two. Shane Spear, they're going to whistle this foul on Tipton. We call this on Grady Carpenter. Carpenter picks up his second foul in the ballgame. Free throw line, Shane Spear, 6'2 senior. He'll eye it, he'll fly the first one, and it's good. Jane Spear. She's 56% two-point land, 28% behind the arc. He's a pretty good-sized young man. Looks like he could be a football player. Plays the game of basketball well. Second shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. To the front court, Conrad Song. They had a play set up right there. Grady Carpenter, a long pass to the front court. Conrad Song for two, 53-39. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell a myriad of products, have a myriad of products for you to choose from. You can visit Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road at an Atlanta, Indiana address. Runyon Truck Store, the place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Going to bring it to the front court. Bellamy on the dribble. Picked up there by Sam Quigley. Out top on the dribble. Still moving the basketball. They're going to dribble in. It's going to be a reach hand. They're going to call a foul on Tipton. They're going to call this on Sam Quigley. Quigley putting on a pretty good defense mechanism right there. He was moving his feet quick. Quigley found himself a place in the starting lineup for the Blue Devils. In the front court, on the dribble now, is Bellamy. Davion Bellamy. To get his teammate, 23, DeAndre Kirby. Back to Bellamy in the paint. Drives the paint. He's going to be slowed up there with a foul. Bellamy going to draw the foul. Nolan Swan is going to pick up the personal foul. And Nolan Swan probably going to play the rest of the way with with this fourth foul. 3:38 left here in the fourth quarter. To the corner, Shane Spear for three. Got it, Shane Spear. Right there to the end of the Kokomo bench. 56-39. Front court, bringing it behind the arc. It's Connor Song. Then we're going to see the corner. Near the corner, Jackson Money back to Grady Carpenter. They go baseline back to Jackson. Jackson won a shot for it. Badunga was right there. They'll work in. It's going to be a block shot. Badunga. Right into the layup, trying to get the basketball in the hoop there was Grady Carpenter. And we're going back the other way. A missed shot off the rim, and Badunga is there to clean it up. Dunk number four on the evening. They're working in the front court. 2:56. Right outside the arc, Jackson Money. Thought about three. Conrad Song will take a three from the corner. Wouldn't go. Davion Bellamy with the rebound. He'll dish it up ahead. Layup. The other end, 23, DeAndre Kirby. Going to be a timeout call. Timeout, Blue Devils. They'll talk this over. 2:43 left, fourth quarter. Kokomo 60, Tipton 39. Going to turn into a full 60-second timeout. And a pretty good ball game right here. I tell you what, Coach, this is a game right here. I tell you what did you see from Noblesville here?
I saw a kid that can play.
He can absolutely play. He's got four dunks in his ball game.
He's long, he's lean, he's got good hands, good feet. Everything's good about him.
How much did it cost to get in tonight?
$6.
Was that worth it?
More than worth it.
Thank you very much. That is Coach right there, baseball coach from Noblesville. Don't know if you want me to tell him his name, but that guy knows more. I say, well, he's a dandy. He is a good one to run. The Noblesville Babe Ruth. And he ran it well. Well done right there. Blue Devils call the timeout. There's the first horn. They're going to work back. They're going to give the ball back to Tipton. They're going to bring it from the backcourt. Nolan Swan, there's the second buzzer. Nolan Swan going to bring it in. There's going to be some pressure in the backcourt right there. It's Hardiman also coming in to make some pressure right there with Spear. They got the ball in the hands of Grady Carpenter. He's picked up at half court by Patrick Hardiman. They're working left side, gets it off to Jackson Money. Back out top. Spin right here. Grady Carpenter down low. Jackson Money, he'll bring it back out. They get it to the corner. Connor Song. Working back to Song, and there's Nolan Swan for three. He got it. Left corner baseline. Not much real estate left there. Three-point bucket good for Swan. 60-42. 18-point advantage for Kokomo. going to be a foul whistled by Tipton in the front court of Kokomo. It's going to be the second foul committed in the ball game by Quigley. Quigley wins number 5. And I'm back in the ball game. We're going to see Flory Badunga. He's going to lead the ball game. He's going to get the median fives all down the row right there. In the ball game for Badunga is 21, Carson Rogers. He's a 6'5 junior. Carson Rogers, 3.8 per game, shooting 54%. 2-point land. Shot wouldn't go. Back the other direction. 2-point shot off the paint. Wouldn't go for Connor Song. To the front court, Xavion Bellamy. They're working back out top. Hardeman, I should say. They're working right side. Shane Spear. Double team. Nolan Swan, Connor Song. They're trying to get it back out top to Bellamy. It's intercepted by Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to draw the foul. He was going up for the shot. He knew he had guys trailing him, and they were in the opposition type of jersey. Glad he didn't make a full festive jump right there. Might have not been good. We need him. We're working down inside. Jackson Money. A good pass from the entry pass. Drive the bucket on the baseline. Credit the assist to Nolan Swan. 1:35 left. Fourth quarter, 60-44. Kokomo in front. We're going to dribble in the front court. Deep in the front court. Xavion Bellamy. We're going back to Shane Spear. Double team. Quigley right there. Jackson Money. Back out top to Spear. 1:17 left. A lot of folks walking out. They know it's going to be a party getting out of this parking lot. Going to work it back the other way. Jackson Money. Off the glass. 2-point bucket. Jackson Money. Cuts the lead to 14. 1:12 left. Last year, it was a 12-point victory for Kokomo. Long pass, going to be too tall, goes out of bounds. Xavion Bellamy, long baseball pass to the front court, too tall for Hardeman. Good brought in, right there in front of the bench of Kokomo by Grady Carpenter to Quigley, back to Carpenter. We're going to inside a minute. Nolan Swan going to dribble in. Going to be a block shot. Clean block right there, 23, DeAndre Kirby. Back the other direction, in the front court, Shane Spear with the basketball. Going to be a foul whistle on Tipton. The 39.1 left, 60-46. They're going to whistle this foul on Connor Hassong. Connor Hassong picks up his second foul in the ballgame. At the free throw line, Shane Spear. Senior Shane Spear, 6'2". He'll eye the first one. He'll fly it. It's a 1-1. Didn't get it. Grady Carpenter with the board. Front court. Blue Devils. Long three. Grady Carpenter. Rimmed off. Way to go. Rebound. Fought for. Picked up by Carson Rogers. He'll dish off. Point guard. One of them. Number 35, James Spear. Going to be a foul whistled on Jackson Money. He'll pick up number 3. 26.7 left here in the contest. 60-46, Shane Spear. Couldn't get the 1-1 last time. He's at the foul stripe once again. 1-1, I believe so. 1-in bonus for Shane Spear. He'll relax. He'll eye it. He'll fly it. First one's good. Shane Spear. Shane Spear at the stripe. Where's number 35? 63% entering the ball game. 14 game stats. They played 15 games. Tipton, 13 game stats. Second shot rims off, wouldn't go. Hardeman tried to recover it on the rebound. Ball ends up on the floor. You pretty much knew who was going to be down there at the bottom holding the basketball. It's Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to tie it up. It's going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow gives it back to Kokomo. Going to be brought in right of bucket on the baseline by Xavion Bellamy. They'll work it right there. Bellamy's going to bring it in right in the bucket. Under a minute left here, fourth quarter. Xavion Bellamy looking to get it in. Looking to get it in tall and get it in. 35, Shane Spear. Spear being triple teamed now. Quickly in there. He's going to try to hold him up. He's going to try to pierce him. He lost the dribble, and they call a 5-second count. Nolan Swan, Sam Quigley, and Jackson Money had Mr. Shane Spear pinned in. So Blue Devils in the front court in a hurry. 10 seconds. In the paint, Sam Quinton going to see a foul. Underhand scoop shot. He'll go to strike. He'll shoot two. 7.5 left. 61-46. 15-point advantage. And Sam Quigley can go to strike. Quigley, 62% free throw shooter. First one, good. Sam Quigley now 9 for 14 on the season. 5'11" sophomore. Sam Quigley, second shot, rims off long, wouldn't go, rebound fought for. Picked up by Kokomo, Carson Rogers. Rogers is going to be fouled in the Blue Devil paint after he boards the basketball. They're going to go to the other end. They're going to shoot the one and bonus. Both teams, second half, with 9 fouls at the moment. So next common foul, if there is one, would be a double bonus for either way. So at the free throw line, it's 21, Carson Rogers. Working on the free throw percentage. First shot is good. Carson Rogers, he's a 6'5" junior. He's 5 for 9 behind the 3-point stripe. 56%. Second shot, also good. Carson Rogers for 2 at the stripe. 4 seconds. Front court, Nolan Swan shot near the buzzer. He's going to draw the foul from Carson Rogers. If anybody can draw a foul while shooting, it's Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan is at the stripe now. 0.7 seconds left. Nolan Swan steps to the stripe. As Nixon, 79%, he'll shoot 3 right here. 1, he got the first one. Had a full lane of ball players there. 0.7 left in the ball game. Nolan Swan has 2 more. Second shot, also good. 63-49, 14-point advantage for Kokomo. Second shot, also good. I was like a step to the stripe to hit 3 in a row with the full house. Final score, Kokomo gets the win, 63, Kokomo 50. That's not a bad game for either team. It was a good festive atmosphere. We are thankful to talk with Haley Cook Peckinpah at halftime. What a quality lady. She's a heck of a basketball coach, and she knows the ropes. We're thankful for Coach John Peckinpah for allowing us to talk to her. Coach John Peckinpah is going to walk off right now. We're going to try to have a conversation, a short conversation, Lori Petunga. We'll walk this direction, and we do thank you for listening. And we're going to walk this direction. Thank you for tuning in. Kokomo basketball right here with Tipton. Last year, it was just the opposite. Last year, 61-49. Good game in the works. And I'm committed, no matter. Of course. So we're going to have to come back and talk to him. So we're going to break out of here. We're going to mention next game's on the agenda. Unless you know that. We're going to basketball right here. Kokomo and Tipton. So both teams off into their locker room. We'll take a brief. And I will mention, next game's on the agenda. Kokomo Wildcats. Next game going to be next Friday. Next Friday, the 27th. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 for the varsity. Kokomo Wildcats will be at Lafayette Jets. The Broncos, and that's exactly where Haley Peckinpah told us, their sectional will be at Lafayette Jets. We'll also mention Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils are going to have a ball game next Friday. It's going to be a big game. It's going to be the conference game. It's going to be a third conference game in the East Division for Hamilton Heights and Tipton. I take that back. The game will be here. It'll be here next Friday, the 27th, 6 o'clock and 7:30. Blue Devils will have a home game next week with Hamilton Heights. It's on Friday. So we hope you'll tune in. And we do appreciate you listening. Stay tuned if you want to listen to the interview. Lori Petunga here momentarily. But yeah, we'll have to hang around until he's available. So we're gonna bow out of here right now. We'll mention my wife back home, sound check, always keeping things rolling just nice. And we do appreciate you listening. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're post-game right now. We're going to talk to Floyd Badunga. I said, what, Mr. Badunga, you did pretty well. I said, what, did you have some good defense on you? Maybe Grady Carpenter, number three.
I mean, yeah. Follow what you say, they're just defense. They try to, like, put me on the cloud, like, but with our team, we just switch around and play some, make some play, and then that's how we go through it.
So, well, you got some good teammates. I'm going to ask you, you're a junior this year. Will we see you again in Kokomo next year?
Yeah, you should probably be the I'm a junior, and then I'll stay in Kokomo, yeah.
So I got to ask you, your grade point average, I've heard, is not too bad. Are you getting some good grades at Kokomo?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, I got some tough schedule, but still, I feel working and just after my results, yeah.
Well, I saw Matt Painter over here talking with you. Can you take the place of Mr. Edie, Zach Edie?
I mean, he's a possibility, yeah.
He's a good guy, and he kind of won the game in Michigan State last week. But did you have fun tonight? Was that floor grippy enough for you?
Yeah. No, it's fine. I got a bunch of friends over here, so it wasn't, like, really bad. And we just competed and said good job to each other. So, yeah, that was fun.
Tell me the truth. It's a big rumor going around. Did you hit 32 two-point shots in a row?
Do I?
32
two-point shots in a row.
32, yes, I did. I told you I was talking about the player, 32. I was like, yes, the record. Yeah, I did.
How many games was that? Like one and a half or two?
I kind of don't remember. No, maybe one.
Were you keeping track of how many dunks you had tonight, including the alley-oops? I counted four.
No, don't worry about it. I just want to make play and then be a good teammate. So.
You're exciting to watch, and I got to admit, you probably sold out the house, and you made quite a bit of money for the IHSAA tonight.
I mean, yes, thank you. Yeah, that's the most. Thank you. That's it.
You're very kind. I'll see you next year.
All right. Thank you so much.
That is Floyd Badunga. What a quality guy. You know, walk out of here now. What a quality gentleman, Mr. Wallace.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Really nice guy.
Incredible guy. But we're going to walk this. We're going to talk to Dean Hockney. We're going to talk to Dean Hockney here a minute. I see Mr. Hockney. He's in charge of information for sports. We mentioned him in our pregame, believe it or not. But I appreciate that media guy. How are you doing, Mr. Hockney?
Good, good. Good to see you again. I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, Dean, I say what, that one time we saw each other in the baseball realm there at Highland Park. I mean, you were kind enough to not bother me when we had an interview lined up. I said, why did you come over and talk to me? And you said, you were busy.
You were busy, you know. Don't get in the way of people on the radio. Don't get in the way of people on TV. But you do a great job. We appreciate you coming out and covering.
I appreciate you. I tell you what, Kokomo, lucky to have you. Are you having a pretty good time with your occupation at Kokomo?
Well, it's a good time to be a Wildcat. The Kokomo, with Flory and everybody, you know, it's just fun to watch them play. Girls are having some success. They got a chance to win the sectional this year. Football team went to the Final Four. We've had a lot of success at Kokomo right now. Good time to be a cat.
We had Haley Cook, second call, halftime guest.
I did not know that. So, yeah, she's great. We love Haley. You know, fun to watch on the court. Those two are fiery coaches, her and John. And, you know, we're just blessed to have both of them.
She's a Hamilton Heights graduate, too.
She is. You know, she's a Hamilton Heights. Last night we were at Muncie Central where John played and helped raise two banners. So, yeah, we were great to have people from the area want to come back and continue to coach in their areas.
Tonight was just a beautiful night for basketball, everybody considered.
Yeah, it was. You know, Tipton got off to a slow start. Kokomo's defense, really solid. Their defense is underrated, in my opinion. They came out, shut Tipton down, got a nice lead, and then, got some open looks for Flory inside, but our outside game played well. So, all-around effort for Kokomo tonight.
I got those thinking right now can tell that you are a sports writer by heart.
I'm a sports writer by heart. You know, I wrote for, almost two decades. So, I'm blessed to, the Kokomo wanted to bring me on as a sports information director.
We're blessed to have you post-game. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And good luck with the rest of the season.